In 1910, Teddy Roosevelt said, "It is not the critic who counts. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood." If you host a podcast, especially a small one, you are that person in the arena. And your critics are not just people. They are your own stats. Back to Teddy, because this is an all-time fave. Teddy gave that Man in the Arena speech in Paris, talking about people who actually do things versus the ones who sit in the stands and sneer. In 2025, soon to be 2026, those people show up in the Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn comments, and they live boring, sad, vapid lives. The hero in his story is the one who shows up, gets knocked down, gets back up again and again and again and again, knowing he'll never be perfect, only daring mighty things. Now, your arena isn't Rome. It's not even the United States in 1910. It's a blank Riverside.fm session. It's a thumbnail that might flop and a podcast dashboard that doesn't care how much heart you poured into the last episode. Here's what that dust and sweat and blood looks like for a podcaster. An episode you loved gets 19 plays. A guest who doesn't share the link once. A YouTube video where the retention graph falls off a cliff at the 45-second mark. Friends who say, "Oh yeah, I keep meaning to listen and never do." From the cheap seats, people get to toss comments like, "Is that podcast still a thing?" Or how about this one? "How many listeners do you even have?" Or worse, and I hate this one, they say nothing. Indifference. I hate indifference. Paulo Coelho, one of my favorite writers, once said that the opposite of love is indifference. And for the podcaster who's just now starting out, potential listeners just scroll past the show. Roosevelt would say, those people do not count. And here are three ways to stay in the arena when the game sucks the life out of you. One, define your season, not your forever. Roosevelt's arena is about periods of struggle. You're not signing a blood oath to podcast until you die. So define a season. For the next 90 days, your mic publishes 2 times a week, no breaks. After that, maybe, just maybe, and even then that's a very small maybe, I'll sit down and review my plan, all right? You're not trapped. I'm not trapped. We, you and I, are committed for a defined stretch. That alone kills a ton of mental drama. Two, shrink the stands. Right now, your show is vulnerable because every random opinion feels like gospel. So pick your inner circle, 3 to 5 people whose feedback actually matters. A client who listens, a peer who hosts, a friend who will tell you when an episode drags. Everyone else, background noise. The algorithm is not your coach. Strangers on LinkedIn are not your board of directors. Three, measure courage, not just clicks. Ask yourself after each episode, did I say the thing I was a little bit afraid to say? Did I tell the truth about this industry, or did I play it safe? Did I make one person's life easier, even if they never DM'd me? That's daring mighty things. A messy, brutally honest 12-minute solo that helps one founder reframe their show is more Man in the Arena than a safe, forgettable interview that gets 500 plays. Roosevelt says, the man in the arena at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. That's you with this podcast, your podcast. Who knows how long it'll take for you to have chart-topping numbers? You might pivot formats 3 more times before you find one that sticks. But you will know what it feels like to build something in public, to keep talking when the room is so, so small that it messes with your psychology, to keep sharpening your craft instead of daydreaming about someday starting a show. So the next time you open your dashboard and feel that little sting of humiliation, remember, that's not proof you're failing. That's proof you're actually in the arena. If you want an actual battle plan instead of random swings for the fences, email me, Freddie with a Y at speakpodcasting.com. Grab the Speak Podcasting Roadmap. It lays out how to aim this thing, who you're talking to, what the show sells, and how it grows over time. I love to hear from you. And if you find this episode useful at all, please consider sharing with a friend who's thinking about getting into the podcast universe. Thanks for listening.